This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens.
I'm Kurt Lewis here at the University of Dallas, a Roman Catholic college right here in the heart of Irving. And to say the least, these students are overjoyed to hear a new pope has been selected.
How surprised were you?
I mean, I was very surprised. It's really odd to see an American get selected, considering the amount of like political leverage they're going to have. But, I mean, it's exciting as an American.
How about you, fellas?
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm not expecting that.
Not from the runner-ups. I were like, people feel like this, like, nine Cardinals they were thinking, but I don't think the American was one of them.
Almost everybody I talk to here acknowledges they know almost nothing about this new pope, but many, many of them are very hopeful about the direction of their faith. At the University of Dallas in Irving, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Should be a nice weekend to work in the yard, but keep an eye out for snakes.
9-year-old Barrett Love found out the hard way it's snake season.
I was like looking to get a football that landed somewhere over there.
While getting the football, a highly venomous coral snake bit him on the foot. Barrett tells NBC5 it was painful. His leg swelled up dramatically and got him a stay at Cook Children's Hospital. His dad totally caught by surprise as well.
Never even considered that it would be hiding ground for venomous snakes. It's a bummer, but you know, we gotta get rid of it.
Experts suggest trimming bushes around your house and not letting things get stacked up. Both areas, they say, favorite places for snakes to hang out. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some employees at DFW International Airport say they're facing a poverty wage crisis. This man works as a security guard at one of the checkpoints and tells the Fort Worth City Council he's having trouble making ends meet.
At DFW Airport, we are overworked, underpaid. My salary doesn't even cover my rent or my electricity bill, let alone groceries, gas, or car insurance.
Service Employees International Union says the problem is especially bad at airports where American Airlines is the dominant carrier. Most of those employees don't work directly for American, but for outside contractors. They're calling on city leaders in Dallas and Fort Worth to set a new minimum wage for airport employees.
TikTok has another challenge, and with it comes another warning, this time from a North Texas fire department.
The new challenge encourages students to short-circuit their personal or school-issued electronic devices, like a Chromebook, by putting pencil lead or paper clips into the USB or charge ports. The result often is sparks and a significant amount of smoke and even fire. It can also lead to a fire alarm being triggered and evacuations of a school. Now the Fate Fire Department in Rockwall County is asking parents to talk to their kids about the latest challenge. While they do not provide details of any specific incident, they say they are going to investigate any that pop up and will file cases with the county juvenile court for arson. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
President Trump fires the Librarian of Congress, Carla Hayden. She was the first woman and first African-American to hold that position. So why was she fired? Four words, drag queen story hour. Seriously. The Dallas Stars face the Winnipeg Jets game two, the second round playoff series tonight, looking to extend their 1-0 lead after a thrilling 3-2 victory in the opener. There's a free watch party tonight on the plaza in front of the AAC. The newly elected Pope is a registered Republican, but he has hit out at Trump's vice president, J.D. Vance, resharing an op-ed from the National Catholic Reporter that was critical of J.D. Vance.
Hi, this is David Rankin.
Hey, it's Kristen Diaz. Join us this afternoon for the news you missed during the day on the KRLD Afternoon News.
Right now, it's the 20-minute morning briefing. It's 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic with no commercial interruptions right here on the KRLD Morning News.
Hey, don't forget, it's Mother's Day this weekend. I'm going to surprise my mother. I'm going to stop in and go see her. She lives up in Arkansas, so don't tell my mom. If you know my mom, don't tell her I'm coming because I'm going to surprise her. 7:21 now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all news morning show.
21 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Our coverage of Pope Leo XIV continues. The decision on a new pope comes as a surprise to many Catholics in North Texas who had predicted the process would take several more days. University of Dallas President Dr. Jonathan Sanford says he was not expecting it.
I thought, that's remarkably fast. I was not expecting them to arrive at a decision so quickly. And I thought, what are we going to do? How are we going to celebrate?
The University of Dallas is a private Catholic university. He says many students were at a watch party when the white smoke went up.
Meanwhile, some UD students were actually in Rome, or, you know, more importantly, Vatican City, when it all went down, when the election of the new pope was announced. Dr. Ron Rome's at the University of Dallas says most of their students who spend the spring semester in Rome had returned to the U.S. on Tuesday, but about two dozen decided to stay behind.
They made arrangements to stay on in Rome for another week, gambling. Nobody knew, but they sort of were hoping that the conclave would succeed within the week. And I think that they're all this evening delightfully pleased that they were able to be here when the new pope emerged.
He says the election of a pope from the U.S. is, yeah, very surprising. He says the fact it only took 2 days for the cardinals to make a decision shows that Pope Leo XIV has a lot of support.
It's 7:23 at KRLD. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton opening up on why he's challenging Senator John Cornyn in the upcoming Texas Republican primary. Paxton tells KRLD's Joe Kelly there are several differences between the two.
John's been there, will have been there 24 years, very tied into the establishment that doesn't represent Texas, but it represents the interests of Washington, D.C. I'm running because I'm tired of that. I want representation for Texans.
Paxton says Cornyn has not always been a supporter of President Donald Trump. Cornyn has countered that Paxton is a con man who was betting character no longer matters in the race.
Meanwhile, speaking of Senator Cornyn, he wants to expand the federal death penalty.
Illegal immigrants convicted of murder would be eligible for capital punishment under a bill being brought by Senator John Cornyn. He says it would be a check on states that have soft on crime policies.
Particularly in states that do not vigorously pursue the death penalty for murder cases by an illegal immigrant.
The Texas Republican says that violent crime committed by illegal immigrants is happening too often. He pointed to the murder of Jocelyn Nungery. The 12-year-old was killed by two men from Venezuela, north of Houston. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. A joyous Friday. You know, I was looking back at our week on Wall Street, and I remember the lows and the highs, and it's been in that order, too. Two down days, two hard down days, and then 2 days of rallies. And so by the end of all that, By golly, we are just about dead even, almost exactly. The Dow Industrials average for the week coming into trading today is net up 51 points, up a little over a tenth of a percent. The S&P average is down a four-tenths of a percent, and the NASDAQ's down about a quarter of a percent. So maybe today breaks the tie. Well, or maybe not. I mean, it looks kind of flat on the opening. The Dow, if it opened right now, it'd be up 74 points. The NASDAQ up 64. The S&P up 15, so a slight upward bias. But look, I don't know that anybody wants to do anything. This is going to be a busy week. Weekend, I guess, more properly. We do know that we've got trade negotiators flying to Switzerland to hopefully kick off some talks, or at least lay the groundwork for some talks with the Chinese. The president this morning has tweeted out a suggestion that maybe we'd come down to 80% tariffs, down from 145. Well, you know, it's a starting point anyway, but it shows some sort of concession, maybe some sort of traction. India has been out this morning. They're offering to go from 13% tariffs on us down to 4% and asking for exemptions on any future taxes and asking for some preferential treatment, which might be acceptable. You know, they, a lot of the stuff that we produced in China, the big U.S. producers have moved over to India, Vietnam, and some other countries. We did have the deal with the U.K., and there we learned the ground rules. The ground rule, I think, is that a 10% blanket tariff is going to remain. That's probably the framework for other countries. Today, nothing in the way of economic news. In fact, that we have eight, count them, eight Federal Reserve officials making speeches today. Our theory is that if you take all of the Fed officials making speeches today and lay them end to end, they still will not reach a conclusion. Slightly higher opening today. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, DJ. 726 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, weeks after a shooting at a Dallas high school, the school board discusses possible changes to the district's student conduct policy.
Going back and forth is not the solution either.
That's how Dallas ISD trustee Maxie Johnson says some campus teachers and principals feel about the district's student discipline policy. Thursday's discussion comes less than a month after shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High, where a student opened a locked door, allowing another in with a weapon. It's an offense that already generates an automatic 3-week off-campus referral.
This is a concern. And then what are those repercussions when you have someone to open up doors and violate the policy that we have in place?
Yeah, Dallas ISD did away with suspensions in recent years to focus on restorative discipline. It's a policy the board indicated Thursday they still support, but some saying they would like to give campuses more flexibility for students with repeated behavioral issues.
NBC5's David Goen says the district will approve any changes in 2 weeks.
President Trump's head of the FBI wants to spread agents out across the country. That means sending them to places like Texas, where they can fight against a flood of drugs that are coming in from Mexico.
The threat to this country in 2025 is everywhere, and we cannot quarterback that mission from Washington, D.C. alone.
Director Kash Patel says nearly 100 agents will be relocated to Texas. The move is being cheered by Congressman Tony Gonzalez. The South Texas Republican wants them embedded with counterterrorism task forces.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.